Avein lahagir sugya from the Masafik now. Niskavin lahagbiyas atolish. Somebody thought Moshe dropped a knife in the floor. He was in the middle of a field and he dropped a knife. And he was mischaven now to pick up the knife. Niskavin lahagbiyas atolish. He thought he's going down to pick up a knife. Vechotechesam chubas. By mistake, but instead of picking up the knife, he picked up the cucumber that was attached to the ground. He cut off something that was mechuber. He's potter. Such as that, he's potter from the chattis, he's potter from the korban. That's not called a shogi. This is called misasik. So Drashim, niskavin like bias atolish, could go in the nofo sakin baruga sayerit. He dropped the knife in the middle of the Iraqis. Niskavin like bia, and he asked Kabora now to pick up the knife. That's what he was Isaac in, picking up the knife. By mistake, he picked up the cucumber, is potter. The posik said, Ashechota bo. He has to do a chet. For the Arshina Bakris says, Prat, le misasek bedover acher. Ashechota bo means he's being Isaac in this chet. Here is being Isaac and doing something else. The also dovaze, and by mistake, he thinks he's being Isaac picking up a knife, which is tolush, and by mistake, he picks up mechuber. That's called misasek. V'shoygek hechidomi, where's the case where you are chayiv achatis, a korban? That's if you do the chet v'shoygek. What's called the shoygek? The garen chineskavin lekach. You knew there's a cucumber there, you knew the cucumber attached to the ground, and you have kavodah to pick up the cucumber. Avol shogag, your mistake was, to serve v'shena yom Shabbos. Either you forgot today was Shabbos, that's why you thought it was mutum. Or you serve v'shem lochazum ateris. Or else you didn't know you're not allowed to pick off a cucumber off the ground, or when it's attached. But you knew clear what you're doing. That's called a shogeg. V'zeh mesasek bihagbo hoyu v'loy dechaticha. Mashiach, now, in case you were mechavin picking up something, picking up a knife, you were not mechavin to do a zach of chaticha. So that's called mesasek yipotah. As I thought, this is the first man, Rav Omar, cucumbers on the ground, but he thought there are some cucumbers that are attached to the ground still growing, and there are some cucumbers that were cut off from before Shabbos. So he had kavana now to cut up a cut cucumber. He thought he's going to pick up now the cucumber that's already cut off. She had asked to cut off now from the cut cucumber, which is mutter. And by mistake, he went and cut the cucumber that was still attached to the ground. Is this still called Mesasek or not? Rav Rama Potter. Rav says, yes, it's still called Potter, it's still called Mesasek. Why? Because you're not Isaac and doing a Malachas Isser. You thought you're doing a Malachas Heter. You thought you're cutting up cucumbers that was already cut off from before Shabbos. So you're being Isaac and doing a Chatichas Heter. And by mistake, it comes out, you're doing a chetichah sister. That's also called mesasik. Abayi ro mechayiv, Abayi says yechayiv. Because I call upon him, you're mechavim to do what you're doing. You have kavanah to cut cucumbers. And you are cutting cucumbers. That's doing what you're showing you. That's not called mesasik. His rabbi ro mapot, the rabbi says you pot here, do loy niskavan a chetichah disura. That's also called mesasik. Since you didn't have kavanah to do a chetichah disura, you thought you're cutting up a cut cucumber ready, so that's mutter to do on Shabbos, so that's called mesasik. You don't realize you're doing it now, because you think you're doing something else. Abaye Rama Chayv, Abaye says, no, that's no pter mesasik. Still you chayv. Why? To a call mechav and a chaticha b'yamun. A call upon him, you have kavanah to do the maisa you are doing. You're doing a maisa of cutting up a cucumber, and you know that's your das. You think this cucumber is mutter? That doesn't make mesasik. Mesasik of the pshat is you have kavon to do a different mice altogether. Like before, you think you start picking up a knife. You're not oisik b'chlal and cutting something. And it comes out, you cut off the cucumber, that's called mesasik. But here, where you know you're cutting something, you have not to cut. Just you think you're cutting a hetet dikazach, that's not called mesasik according to Rava. According to Baye. This is the machlokes Rav and Abaye. How far does Mesasek go? So Rashi, do lo yichaven achaticha disura b'shigas Shabbos oy b'shigas Melacha. didn't know he's doing a mice iser, just he forgot today was Shabbos, so he thought this mice was mutter. Elo mesasek mechtiches heter. He taken knew it today is Shabbos. And he taken knew you're not allowed to cut cucumbers on Shabbos off the ground. But he thought he's cutting a cut cucumber ready. Have a sheer day issue Shabbos, your day is mechtiches mechuber oser. So that's called mesasek according to Rava. Mashenke and Abaye says, no, that's not a pter mesasek. The pasuk says, Ashechot abo. Pratla Masasik means you have to be Isaac in a different mice altogether. But if you're being Isaac in this mice, even though you think the mice is mutter, that's not called Masasik according to Abaye. So the moral my rover, Minoa Minolo, that this is also called Masasik. Abaye not Mechavan to do an Isser, that's called Masasik. Titania, we're on to the Braisa. Choymer Shabbos Misha Mitzvahs. Shabbos is more Choma than all Mitzvahs, other Mitzvahs are Torah. And Sham Mitzvahs has a special chumrah over Shabbos. This whole Bryce will soon explain every part of it. Choymer Shabbos Misham Mitzvahs. What's the point that Shabbos is more chumrah than Sham Mitzvahs? Shah Shabbos also Shtayim Bele Mechod Chayiv Akol Achas V'Yachas. By Shabbos, even though you do the same chet twice, the Hela Mechod, you chayiv two chatois. And we'll soon see what case about the chumrah. We know you only chayiv one chatis. If you kotzar and then kotzar again, bela mechad on one Shabbos, you only chayv one chadis. But here the Braisa says no. That Shabbos is also shtayim bela mechad. We'll soon see what shtayim means. It could be forget. Posh shtayim means two different avos meluchas. Forget you were kotzar and then you were tochan. So even though it's bela mechad, chayv a kolachas v'yachas. Since they're two separate meluchas, you chayv two chatois. Mashenkein b'sham mitzvahs. Mashenkein b'sham mitzvahs, you're not chayv two chatois. And that's the Gemara yes, Mechitesi. By Shar Averish, it's B'Yisrael Malacha. If you do two different, you eat Chalev and you eat Dam, even though it's Bela Mechid, you chayiv two chatois. So we'll soon see what does it mean by Shah Mitzvahs, even though you do two chatoyim, you only chayiv one korban. Weiter, Bechoymer Shah Mitzvahs Mishabis. What's more Choymer about Shah Mitzvahs than Shabbos? She B'Shah Mitzvahs, Shogag B'loy Miskabein Chayiv. If you were shogag, you did a naver b'shogin without kavona, you chayiv a korban. Mashen came the Shabbos. Mashen came by Shabbos. There's a pter mesasek here. Since you're not miskaven, you potter. It's called a shogag b'loy miskaven. You were shogag, but you didn't have kavona to do what you're doing. So by shara veris you chayiv. Mashen came by Shabbos, you potter. This is a riot to Rava that calls the man you're not miskaven to do the yisur. You say you potter by Shabbos. So Rashi, kula meforish lo v'yozel. So Tumor, Omamar, choy me Shabbos mishah mitzvahs. Shabbos has a chumra over shah mitzvahs. Shah Shabbos by Shabbos, also shtayim bela mechod chayim v'kolachas v'yachas. If you do two different molochis, bela mechod, still yichayim two chatois, for each moloch has a special chatis. Poshut. Ma'ashen came a shah mitzvah. Shah mitzvah doesn't have this din. For the Gemara, hechi domi, how are you talking about? Why doesn't Shah Mitzvahs have this din? Ilay modiyav tzirut chino, if it means mamash, you did two different malachas on Shabbos. You were first koitza, you cut off the teres, and then you made a chino. That's why you chayiv tu chatois. For the Gemara, the kavosa gav a Shah Mitzvahs. What's the same case by Shah Mitzvahs that you want to say you only chayiv one? You have to say, ocha chelev, the person first paid chelev, vidam, and then he went ahead and he ate dam. It's not true what you're saying. What you say is only chayiv one chatas by Shah Mitzvahs. He should also be chayiv two chatois. Since he ate chelev and then dam, the two separate averis, for each avera, avadis mechalak, the mechayiv a special chatas. Shashi chelev dam, dum yedit chinuk tziro, shehen shnei gufen. They're two different guf averis. So in both cases, you chayiv two melochis. So the Gemara Eli, you have to say, Shar Mitzvahs loy mechayiv elechoda. Where's the case that by Shar Mitzvahs, you only chayiv one hechidomi, the ochal chelev, he ate chelev in the morning, v'chelev, and then an hour later he ate again chelev behelemechod. But since it was the same chet being done twice, behelemechod, you only chayiv one chatis. For the Gemara is also no good. Obviously, the kavosa gabe Shabbos, what's the same case by Shabbos that you want to say you chayiv two? What's the same case? The Yovad Ksiru Ksiru. He cut one, he pulled off one apple, and then an hour later he pulled off another apple. It's not true. You're not Chayiv 2 by Shabbos. If you do the same malacha twice, belem echad, means in between you did not know you did the chet, you vayter on echayv one chatis. So where do you have the chumra of Shabbos over shar malachas? Now the Gemara, liyelam diyavet ksiru tchina. Havada, we're talking about echayv two chatoyes by Shabbos is where you did the whole two separate malachas. You did a malach of ksiru, and then you did a malach of tchina. That echayv two. Oh my, Abzai, the kasha was, Ma'ashen came by Shah Mitzvah. What do you mean by Shah Mitzvah? You only chayiv one. By Shah Mitzvah, also should be chayiv two. If ye dam and chilu should be chayiv two chatois. The Teretz is, we're talking about Avoy de Zorah. We're talking about somebody does the chet of Avoy de Zorah, is the Edim to Avoy de Zorah. Who could Reb Ami? The Yom Reb Ami, Zivuch, if somebody shechs a korban for Avoy de Zorah, the Kitor, then he makes a ktori, burns it for Avoy de Zorah. The Nisach, or else he pours the yain l'shem avoid the zorah. The helamechas, he does all these three chatoyim together. Velamechad is a chiddush b'avoid the zorah and a chayiv elachas. You only chayiv one chatas b'avoid the zorah. That's out of dimi. So what it means here, sham mitzvah doesn't mean stam sham mitzvah zatoyim. It means only the mitzvahs of avoid the zorah. So Rashi, the Rav Dimi b'Masechet Sanhedrin, the Paradal of Mitzvahs Yalef b'Milsei Mikroa, the Enchilah Chatoyos Liakim. Turns out from Sukkim that if you din Avodah Zorah, even though you do three different Avodahs, so the Avodah Zorah, you only chayv one chatis. So that's what it means, Mashenkim b'Sham Mitzvahs. It means Avodah Zorah. For the Gemara, B'Zoi B'Maya, Kimta B'Avodah Zorah. You want to say that this bright is talking about Avodah Zorah? For B'Zoi Eim Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Chayme b'Sham Mitzvahs. There's a chumrah of shar mitzvahs now, which will mean avoy de zorah over Shabbos. What's the chumrah? Shebeshar mitzvahs shogag b'loy miskaven. If you were shogig and you also you have no kavon to do it, like you get like misasik, there were chayiv. Ma'ashen came b'Shabbos, but by Shabbos, kolzman money not miskaven to do the yisr. That's more than a shogig. That's called like misasik. You're not mechavon to do the yisr. You put it by Shabbos. For the Gemara, Hai Shodig Blei Meskavon Di Avoy Dezorah Hechidomi. Where's the case that you want to tell me Mesaseg is Chayiv Avoy Dezorah? That you say not a posture to Shodig. It's not the pshat that you stamp forgot and never be able to Avoy Dezorah. But you're not Meskavon. Like you don't have Kavonah to do the Avoy Dezorah. If you don't have the Kavonah to do it, where's the case that you Chayiv Avoy Dezorah Taka? Hechidomi, where's this case? Eli Mokasova Besa Knessesu Vishtachavalo. If you want to tell me, he walked into a church. No, he thought it was a Beis Knesses. He thought it was Mamash Shul, and he went to bow down there. No, his kavana was to bow down to Hashem. He thought he's davening to Hashem. That's called Leini Meskavin. For the Gemara, Libul Hashemayim. Pshiti is not Chayiv Chatzis. Then he didn't din Avodah Zorah, even though he's bowing down in a church. But since his lave is to Hashem, he thinks he's in shul right now, Avad is not chayv Avodah Zorah. So Drashi Vishtacha below, you want to say, Vainu Shogeg Shi Avodah Zorah, Buloi Miskavin, Shloi Niskavin, Nishtachos Avodah Zorah. In other words, he's mamish in a church, bowing down, so that's called the Shogeg, and he's not Miskavin because he thinks he's in shul. He's not Miskavin Machlal to bow down to the church. Such a case. Even if he knows he's in church, but when he bows down, he asks Kabbalah to bow down to Hashem. Not to the Getchka there, is ain chiyav kan. There's no chiyav in such a case. You only chayv avoid the zorah if you mamish din to avoid the zorah. That means you bow down, ashamed to avoid the zorah. But if you're bowing down even in church, but you have kavona libo l'shemayim, you potter. So you taken out chayv in this case of Shabbos. So what are you saying by avoid the zorah that ain't miskaven is chayv? V'yelo, you have to say by avoid the zorah the case is to chose andarto. He saw a statue of the melech. Trashi andarto, suras hamelech. He saw a statue of the king. Shoysin l'chovet hamelech. People don't make l'shem a getchka; they only make it as kavod hamelech. Vishtachav lo, and this yid now bowed down to this tzelem, to this statue of the melech. He bowed down. V'lo l'shem elohus. He didn't bow down to makabul the melech as a god. He didn't do it l'shem avoy de zorah. He stand bowed down l'kavod to makabul the melech. That's what you want to say. So the marvela de chazi andarta. We're talking about a case where he saw this statue. V'sogad lo, and he bowed down to the statue. For the more vayet echidami, how are we talking about where the issa you want to say now the chiddush that by avoid the zorah, if you bow down to avoid the zorah without mischavim, you chayev avoid the zorah. Where's the chiddush here by bowing down without mischaven yichayiv? You want to say bow down any mischaven mean? You bow down to the statue of the king, and you bow down. Hechidomim. If you're makabel this statue of the king to make him your getchka, you're bowing down the shame of the zorom. Shadimar then made it who? That's that can't be pshat the brisa. The brisa is telling me you were shaygig and you're not mischaven of the zorom and you chayiv. If you're telling me you're bowing down to this king and you're makabel him for your getchka and your mamish bowing down the shame of the hus, so b'zoy you chayiv. That's amazing. That's mamish of the zorom. Elamai, you bow down to the statue. Stam, not to you makabel him for a getchko. No, they made a statue of the king, the chabad the melech, so you stam giving cover to the melech like everybody else does. Not because he's Eloho, he's not making him for God, you stam making him for a cover for the melech. For the moral law, klumu, you didn't do anything. That's not a case of you be chayef avoid the zor. You can't say you chayef avoid the zor in such a case. So, Baisa, what's Pshan the Bryce? The Bryce says there's a chaymer of Shar mitzvahs over Shabbos. That by Shar mitzvah you do it, play mitzchavein, you are chayiv. And Shabbos, ain't a mitzchavein is potter. What do you mean you chayiv avoid the zor? In such a case, it's not called avoid the zor? Elo, the case is meyavo meyira. We're talking about when you're bowing down to this getchko, meyavo and meyira. What does that mean, meyavo? Meyira is a trashi. Meyavas odim. The reason why you're bowing down to this statue of the king, because you love the king. Not so much you mamash be mekablim for lohus, you're not making him for getchka, but you love him, that's why you're bowing down to him. Oy meyiris odem, hishtachav al avoy dezoru. Or else because you're afraid of somebody, you bow down to an emissar avoy dezoru. There's no more, we're not talking about our statue of the king anymore. We're talking about there's mamash a getchka here, there's an avoy dezoru here. And you're a yid, you're bowing down to an avoy dezoru. You know it's an avoy dezoru. No, why isn't it called Mezid then? Why is it called Einim Eschavin? Because the reason why you're bowing down to him is not because really you want to dim the avoid the Zerum, just you're afraid of the guy. There's a guy next to you that you're afraid of, you're afraid he'll kill you. He's telling you bow down to the avoid the Zerum. So you're taka bowing down not to the avoid the Zerum, and you know it's an avoid the Zerum, but the reason why you're doing it is because you're afraid of the guy. What din does that have? Are you chayiv in such a case or not? Elo miyava miyura. The reason why you're bowing down to this getchka now, this avoy the zara, is because either you love the goy and you want to bow down because you want to be nice to the goy, or else because you're afraid of the goy. So that's called you're not mischaven for avoy the zara. For the gemara, no, that's the machlokes in the gemara Sanhedrin. Ho nichola baye diyom achayev. Loita baye that says in such a case shechayev, then it's good. That will be a case of avoy the zara. You're not mischaven mamish to bow down to worship the getchka as getchka alone. As the getchka alone, you wouldn't do it. But the reason why you're doing it is because you're afraid of your friend, or else because you love your friend. That's why you're doing it. So Abaye Taka says, in such a case, you are chayiv avoy dezorah, then it's good as braisa. That's called Eini Miskaven, still yechayiv. El ol Rav of the Yom HaPotah, but Rav says, in such a case, that's not called you dinning an avoy dezorah. To din avoy dezorah to be mechayiv chatis, or chayiv misa is, where stam, your own free will, you go down to bow down to the getchka. But here we are bowing down to the getchka only because you're afraid of a guy, or else because you love the guy, that's not called din and avoy dezora. So according to Robert, Jimamish Potter, Shrik Shara Braisa. Our Braisa says here by Shah Mitzvahs, by avoy dezora, you are chayav ben miskaven. If this is the case, it's Shver, Robert says you Potter. El Rob, Yama Potter, Michael Amema. So Rashi, Elazot Kumar Bioina Mutter. I tell you, the case of Avoy Dezorah, where you're deemed down to Avoy Dezorah, B'loi Miskavin, that we're saying Yechayiv, means in the case by Memutar. Yid is mamash bowing down to a getchka, and he knows it's an Avoy Dezorah, and he's bowing down to worship the Avoy Dezorah. No, why is it called Eini Miskavin? Because he thinks it's Mutar. He never learned there's an Issah Torah to bow down to Avoy Dezorah. That's called by Memutar. So an Oy Memutar is Chayiv Avoy Dezorah. So Drash Yellow Boy Mamutur, Kagoin Gersh and his Gaia Ben Alochim. Talking about a Goy was Mizgayer, and he never learned Alochis. Right away he went back to live between the Goyim. Kisova Shein Avoy the Zorba Torah. He thought there's no East of Avoy the Zorba. The Korrele Shegel Boy Mizgavin. Maybe that's Pshan the Braisa. That's called you were Shegel and you're not Mizgavin. But you're not Mizgavin to go Kenega the Rotzen Hashem. You never knew that's the Rotzen Hashem. You never knew there's Nisa to deep Avoy the Zorba. And for that, Yechayim Avoy the Zorba. For the Gemara, Bezeres Rikshver, Mashenkin the Shabbos, the Brisa says Mashenkin Shabbos the Potter, Legamri. That on Shabbos, in such a case, you pot Legamri. So it's Gemara. Al kokoch ad kan loy boy mene rovim Rav Nachman. Rov only cleared the shalom from Rav Nachman elei lechiyuvei chodo elechiyuvei tarta. Now what's called ayme muta by Shabbos? Mutter b'shav, before we had the case was what's called emes to shogig. Gemara says you were shogag b'zeh b'zeh. That means you forgot today was Shabbos and you forgot this malach was awesome. If you forgot this malach was awesome, what does that mean? It means you're saying on Shabbos today I'm allowed to do this malacha. That's called a shigas malacha. Every shigas malacha means I'm a mutter. Means you forgot or you never learned. You're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. So shogi means you're going to plow now. Why? Because you think you're allowed to plow on Shabbos. That's called ayme mutter. And we know yechai v'chat in such a case like that. So how could you say ma'ashen kim b'Shabbos that ayme mutter is potter? Avada ayme mutter is chayiv. So the mordia, you only have a shaylel ichiyu v'chodo ilichiyu v'tarta. In the case where the guy was a shogi, he forgot about trei with Shabbos and he forgot about the melacha is also. So shaylel yechai, and then he did two or three melachas. Do we say the Ikish Shkog is if he got three with Shabbos, he's only Chayiv one? Or do we say, no, look at the Shigas Melocha, and he's Chayiv three? Abo Miftru Lagamri Loi, but nobody said you put Lagamri. So Rashi, Ad Kamakaboy Menei Rav Nachman Helen Zeb Zeb Yodoy, where you forgot both Shabbos and the Melochas. Mal, you have a Pirkin Dainu, Oy Memutter. That's called Oy Memutter. The Yomer ain't Shabbos with Torah, Hainu Helen Zeb Zeb. He forgot three with Shabbos, means he didn't know three with Shabbos. Or, and he didn't know the malachas were also. And still we say Yechayim by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Srik Shved is Brisa. How does the Brisa say that? Einem Eskavin is Chayim by Shabbos malachas, and is Potter by Shabbos. So the Gemara, El Olav, Reisha B'Yakim, I'll tell you it's like a true. The Reisha that says that if you do two malachas, Yechayim by Shabbos, but by Shar Averis. If you do two malachas, you have only chayiv one. That's talking about avoid the zorah taka. But that was the chiddush. If you didn't avoid the zorah, you make a shtachavu, and then you makater, and then you manaseyach. That's Rav Dimi's din. You only chayiv one chatas of avoid the zorah. That's the ratio. Of the seifa of shar mitzvahs, I'll tell you though, the seifa of the brayse is talking about shar mitzvahs. V'shogag blei miskaven. What does the seifa of the brayse say? That if you do a chet b'shogig and you're not miskaven, b'shar mitzvahs it says you chayiv, and by Shabbos you potter. V'heichi domi, where's the case that by shar averis you chayiv? That's by chelev. T'sova d'shumenhu v'yochloi. And the case was the person went to eat chelev. So the reason why he ate his chelev was he thought any miskaven. He's not miskaven to do the aver at all. He thought he's eating shumen. Shumen is hetzedika meat, hetzedika fat. It's mutzedika fat. So when he went to eat this chelov now, he mamish thought it was mutter. He thought what he's eating is shumen. And still we say yechayiv by chelov. Mashenken b'Shabbos the potter. Mashenken, in such a case like that, by Shabbos the potter, it's called mesasek b'Shabbos and mesasek the potter. What does that mean? Din ischavin l'chatech esatolish. We're talking about the person has cucumbers on the ground. Now, some cucumbers are still attached, still growing, and some cucumbers were already cut off before Shabbos. Now, he had asked now to cut up the cucumbers that was cut off before Shabbos. Then iskavin lachatech esatolish. He had kavona to cut off the cut cucumbers. And by mistake, v'chotech esamchubah. By mistake, when he went to cut, he cut the cucumbers that was still attached to the ground. And the potter, the brisa says you potter. This is a raya terava that's also called mesasik. Even though in both cases you know claw you're cutting up cucumbers, you have kavana to cut cucumbers, but since one cucumber is mutter to cut, it's already detached from before Shabbos. So that's called mitzasik. You're mitzasik in cutting heter, and it comes up later you cut iser, you take a potter by Shabbos. The only time you chayiv is only by chelev, because of the klal shekeinenim. By chelev, when you eat chelev and shumen, even though you're mechav and teach shumen, let that be a p'tur mitzasik. By there we say a svar shekeinenim. Since when you're eating the chelev, you're having hanor, when you have hanor, you chayiv for mitzasik. But by Shabbos, when you have kavana to cut the cut cucumber, so you think you're doing a mice heter, and it comes out you're really cutting the attached, the cucumber that's mechubah, your potter that's called mesasik. So Drashi, tisava shumen vuachloid, vainu dishogag, tisava shumenu, vulein niskavan locha chelev, v'chayiv, v'yaf alpid de mesasik, even though you're mesasik l'rova, dolei meskavan lechilisisar, hinam mechayiv v'chlal tidisi, you think you're eating shumen. Chayiv, why? The yom hashmul b'krisis, b'chelev arroyis mesasik chayiv shkeinen, it's a new svarim. But if you boil nisha when you're mesasik, you think it's your wife and it comes out to your sister, When you have hano doing the maaseh, that's mechayiv you. Abu b'shabbes poter. You have no hano. There's a raya to Rava. To Yom and Eskav and the Chadach as a Tolish. Rava said this is also called Masasig. When you know Kloy, you're cutting cucumbers. Just you think you're cutting Hetadika cucumbers, and it comes out you're cutting Hetadika cucumbers, that's also called Masasig. So Kur is Akash Abaya. Abaya said in such case, it's not called Masasig Yechayiv. Abaya says, what's called Masasig? When you stomp think you're picking up a knife that fell on the ground. So you dechlal have no das to cut anything. And instead of picking up the knife, you picked up the cucumber that was attached. That's called masasig. Because you didn't have das bechlal to cut something. You saw just stomp picking up a knife that fell down. And by mistake, you picked up the attached cucumber. That's the case of masasig. But in the case when you know you're cutting cucumbers, just one is mutter and one is usser, according to Abai, that's not called masasig. So that's a bailer in our braisim. For Yabaya, shogak blei miskaven hechi domi, that we say yechayiv by chelev, tisova reiku ubolu. We're talking about a case where this fat was melted down. And this person, the cloud, didn't even think he's eating fat at all. He thought it's tam spit there. It's tam reik. And he went to eat there to swallow the roik. That's called masasig. Like you don't have kavona the cloud to eat fat. Not even Shuman. Your mamish think it's tam spit. And it comes out, you're eating chelev, it's different maisa gamri. As you think like you're tam swallowing up a spit, and it comes out, you're eating chelev, that's called masasig yipoter. Mashen kem b'shabbos to poter. Mashen kem by Shabbos masasig is poter. What's the case yipoter according to Bayan? The case is like that it's kavan like bias a tolish. Like you dropped the knife there. Something that's tolish. And you have das tam to pick up the knife. By mistake, instead of picking up the knife, you picked up the cucumber. That's the case you put. That's called masasig. You don't have kavona the chlau to do a maisa cutting. You have kavona stand to do a maisa picking up something, not to do a maisa cutting. But according to Abaya, in a case where you have das to cut the cucumbers, even though you think you're cutting already cucumbers that was cut off the ground before Shabbos. So really you think you're doing a mutrika cutting. By mistake it comes out you're cutting the cucumbers that are mechuba to the karka according to Abaya, chayiv, yechayiv chat in such a case. That's not called mesasig. That's called stamashegi. Mesasig according to Abaya means you have das to do a different maisa lagamri. I have das tam picking up something, not cutting, pulling off the ground. That's called masasig. Or else by chelev, you have das to swallow spit. That's a new maisa, swallowing spit. And it comes out, not spit, really it's melted down fat. So it comes out eating fat. That's a different maisa lagamri. That's the case of masasig yipotem. That's the case of masasig. But the chiddush is, by chelev, you take a chayiv. Why shekeinena? Whenever you have a nor from the maisa vera, the hanene is mechayiv you. Vashen kein b'shabes, according to Abaya, this is the p'tur masasig. But in the case where you have das to cut the cucumbers, just you think it's mutter, and it comes out it's also, it's like a chayiv according to Abaya.
You're right, and the yisod of Belia, why Belia is different, is like Rashi says, that Belia is lav derech achila. If the according to Abaya, if the person is mechaven to swallow the spit, so you mechaven to swallow like the spit, that's not called a dvar achila, and it comes out really you're eating chaylev, so that's called einim mechaven, because you're not mechaven mechlal to do a ma'is achila. Ma'ashenken by chaylev and shumen, where you mechaven to do a ma'is achila, just you think it's shumen and really it's chaylev. In such a case, according to Abaya, that's not called masasa bechlal and yichayev even by Shabbos.
The fine gimel in the top of two dots. Itma, niskaven lizrok shtayim. You had kavon on Shabbos to throw a chayfitz, two amos. Vizorek arvim. By mistake, you threw it arba amos. So shal, is this called mesasik ganat? Is this called yoisik in doing something heter? You thought you stam throwing the two amos away, even though you're standing b'shus rabim, there's no issa. And then by mistake, the ball went four amos, so you threw something dal amos b'shus rabim. It's the same machlokes he had before. Rav Amar Poter. Rav said this is considered misasik because you're being oisik and doing a maisa heter. Throwing something to amos is not a maisa iser, and by mistake it came out to be a maisa iser. That's called misasik. It's not called the shogig. Shogig means you know what you're doing. just either you think today is not Shabbos, or else you think it's mutter to throw Dal Damas b'shus Rabin. But you know, Kloy, you have das to throw Dal Damas. Here you only had das to throw two Amas, which is Heter. And by itself, it came out to be four, that's called Mesasik. Abaye wa mechayv. Abaye says, no, you chayv. Because I call upon you, be Mesasik in doing a Maisa's Rika. You have das to throw. The belt you have das to throw, that's not, there's no Ptur Mesasik. Even though you don't have das to throw four, you only have das to throw two, that's also called chayv. Said Rashi. Right, another machlokes is Rav Oma Potter. Now the Moros Mazva is this Rav Oma Potter. The loyku mechaven lizriko the arbor. You didn't have kavona to do a mice iser, even though you had kavona to do a mice zriko. But you only had asked to throw two amis. That's not called a mice avera. Abaye Rav Mechayiv. So a kol mechaven lizriko bialma. That's not called mesasik. I call upon him, you had kavon to do a ma'isa zrika. Ah, you thought you're doing two, and now it comes out to be four, that blives a shogig. For this case, you chayiv on Shabbos achatis. Kisova, another case now. Kisova reshus hayochit. Somebody thought where he's standing is a reshus hayochit. Or else he knows he's in a reshus rabbin. No, he thinks he's a reshus hayochit. So he threw in this reshus hayochit. V'nim says reshus rabbin. Kum to says where we're standing is in a reshus rabbin. So he did a ma'isa vera now. As he thought, his mechitzis there, it's mutter to throw the ball in Rishos HaYochid. And it came out now with Rishos HaRabim. Rav Rav Mapotah. Rav L'shitos, so this is called Mesasik, because you're not mechavim to do a ma'isa. You're doing a ma'isa zrika of heter. V'abayi Rav Mechayiv, nochemol, v'abayi says Yechayiv. What's the Ezra? Rav Rav Mapotah, doloi mechavim l'zrika d'yisura. You didn't have kavon to do a zrika l'yisura. You thought you're throwing Rishos HaYochid. Rishos HaYochid, you're allowed to throw. I came out to the Shusar Rabin, that's called Mesasik, that's Potter. V'abayi Rav Mechayiv, do'akom Mechavon Uzrika V'yalma. This is not a Ptur Mesasik, because Akol Potter, you had Kavon to do the Maitse you were doing. You knew you were doing, you had Kavon to do Uzrika, and you did Uzrika. I, it's not an Isser, that's not called Mesasik. V'abayi Pshat, the Mesasik Alamol is, you think you're doing a different Maitse Lagamri, like we had before. In the case where a knife fell down on the floor, and you have that to pick up the knife. And by mistake, instead of picking up the knife, you picked off the cucumber off the ground. So that's Mesasik according to Abaye. Because you're not Mechavim Bechlal to do a Ma'isak Tzira of cutting. You have Kavonah Stam to pick up the knife that fell down. That's called Mesasik. But here we have Kavonah to do the Ma'isak Zrika. Just you think it's a Zrika Detera. And it comes out now to be a Zrika Disura. But Abaye, that's no Ptura Mesasik. So tomorrow Tzricha. I need all these three Machlekes and we had what's the Ptura for Mesasik. Three machloikasin. The first case was by a knife falls down. Or the machloikas there was if you have cucumbers on the ground. Some cucumbers are still attached, and some cucumbers were cut off before Shabbos. And you have kavanah to cut up the cucumber that was cut up before Shabbos. So you have kavanah to cut cucumbers, but you think you're doing a ma'aseh heter. And it came out that you cut the issadika cucumber. You cut now the cucumber that's still attached. That was the first machlokes Abaye of Ravon. Ravon says your potter, that's called Mesasik. Because you're not mechavin to cut the cucumber that was still attached. You thought you're cutting the cucumber that was cut off from before Shabbos. So you thought you're doing a ma'aseh d'Torah, that's called Mesasik. Abaye says, no, yechayiv. Because I call upon him, you have kavanah to cut cucumbers. Whether it's Easter or Heter, that doesn't make Mesasik. That was the first machlokes. Then we have a machlokes here where you have kavanah to throw only two amis. And it came out you threw four amis. And then the third case is we threw Rishus HaYochid. You thought it was Rishus HaYochid, and it came out with Rishus HaRabin. So tomorrow it's Tzricha. I need the Machlokes in all three cases. The Yashmin and Kamaisa, I just hear the first case, we have Kavanah to cut the cucumbers. But you thought you're cutting one that was already cut off. And it came out, now you're cutting the one that's still attached. Behiko Amarova. Here I would say, Rava says, Yipotim. Do'aloike mechavin lachaticha disurim. You have no Kavanah to do an Isra at all. As you think the cucumber is cut off. If the cucumber was cut off before Shabbos, cutting up the cucumber is not a ma'isa aveira at all. So you're not mechavon to do an iser at all. That's where Rava says Yipotter. Even though later by mistake you cut the cucumber that's still attached, that's called mesasik Yipotter. Abu neskavin lizvik shtayim. But in the case where you know you're in Rishus Rabin, and you have the bull, and you have kavon only to throw two amis, v'zorek arba, and by mistake you threw it four amis, here I would think Rava hol moedi yechayiv. Maybe this is not a Ptura Mesasik. Why? The Arbor, Beloy Tarti, Le Mizrikle.
whenever you have to throw four, before it gets to four, first you have to throw two. So two is a part of the Yisr. So since you had das to throw two amas away, that's considered you had das to do like a half of the Yisr. And from this two, it came out to be four. You had das to do a mix of the four, I'll call upon him. Even though two by itself is heter. But you had das to do a mix of the four, a mix of the Yisr. Is Zayman Moidel Alabaya? Maybe that's not Kush. What? I just said so. But you have das to do a mix of the four. The four is the Yisr. Two is a chelik of four. So since she had asked to do a mixas of the four, maybe you'll be chayiv. Kamash one even here also is called masasit. So trashu tzricha liyafluge bekuli. You need the machlokes all over. Afagad the dom ladodi. Even though they are little dom ladodi, it's still a little chilek. The arvo b'letat lemiz dorik. V'zesh neskavon l'shtayim. If you had kavon to throw a kopon on two amis, v'zorak arvo nasis machshavta. Kopon on epis. What he had kavon was done. So yesh bechlal dal shteim. Before you throw four amis, you have to throw two amis. Hilkach lav masasu. That's not called masasu. Like you have kavana to do a mixus of the four. So that's not called a ganza masasu. Only when you cut the cucumbers, you thought bechlal you're cutting mutzdik cucumbers. So you had no das of a chelik of an isim. Mashenken here two is a chelik of four. Maybe it's enough das to be mechayiv. Kamashman still your potter. So the Marvi Ashmin of all, let's just say the machlik is when you have das to throw two and it came out to be four, I would tell you b'hoko amarovim do loy meschavin lizrika diabo, because Jacob ponim you didn't have kavona to throw four amis, you only had kavona to throw two amis, and two amis by itself is nothing. So right, it's called you had no kavona to do a mice isra at all. But the third case, alva kesava rishus hayochid v'nimtzu rishus rabim, the last case was you thought you're in rishus hayochid. And then it's saying you had kavana to throw it four amis. You knew you're throwing four amis. So you knew you're doing the maisa. Just you thought this maisa is b'shus yachir, it's mutter. The mechavim is rika diarbor, but I call upon him you had kavana to throw it four amis. Maybe in such a case, now when it came out to be b'shus rabin, you should be chayiv. Because I call upon him you had kavana to do the maisa of throwing four, it's tzricha. And the chiddush no, Rav still holds your potter. Because I call upon him, you had das to throw it four amis, b'shus hayochid. B'shus hayochid is a zrika four, which is mutter. Right, it's called yad kavon to do a zrika deterim. If yad kavon to do a heter, and by mistake it came out to be an iser, Rav, that's also called masasi. As a regular shogi is the pshat, you know exactly what you're doing. Just either you think today is not Shabbos, or else b'chlal, you don't know there's an iser I saw on Shabbos. You think you're allowed to throw even b'shus harabim. That's called shogi. But here we have das to do a heter. And according to your kavanah, it really was mutter. Just by mistake, it came out with Shus Rabim. Rovol, that's mesaset that you put it. So Rashi lo yichav in the zrika diabo ubotze mehani lo yishem zrika lo. Less than four is not called a zrika at all. Alva kesav Shus Yochidu din ischav in the zrika gemurim. Hey, especially when you only had kavanah to throw two, I say there you put it, because you didn't have kavanah for meisah zrika. But when you had kavanah to throw it four amis. So you had kavanah to do a maisa zrikon. Just you sort of b'shus hayochid, and now it came out to be b'shus harabim. But since you had kavanah to do a maisa zrikon, maybe b'mchayiv. Kamashmalon knows to your potter. Kamashmalon, all these three cases are the same achoikis. Rava holds this masasik is potter, and Abaye holds yichayiv. And by said Allah, we pass him like Rava, that this masasik is also potter. So tomorrow, Tanan, we learn the next mission. We'll soon see it. Oves molochos aboyim chos rachas. There are 39 oves molochos. The Vinim Bon, the Gemara has to kasha on Minyan Alomli. Why do we have to say 39? Go and count them. It soon makes the Gantz Cheshbin. It says all the 39. So why does the Mishnah have to say the Feirish 39? Just say the Cheshbin. Say each one of them. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. What Rabbi Yechanan said, why does it say 39? Shemosen Kulam Bela Mechod Chayiv HaKolachas Fiachas. It's Chiddish. If you do all 39 Melochas on one Shabbos, even though it's Bela Mechod, in between you did not know you did a Maizeh Veiram, still the Melochas are Mechulik. And yechayiv achatis for each malacha malacha. So you could be mechayiv sometimes 39 chatois. So must says bishleim alabaya. According to Abaye, it's good how you could have a case that yechayiv 39 chatois. The yomar ki haygavna chayiv. That he says in such a case yechayiv mishkachas le diyade diyisura shabbos viyade lo issa malachis. He taki knew there's a shabbos and he knew there's an issa malachis. Because the Shalom Nochumol here is, that if we had the Mishnah before, if the person forgot Bechlal today is Shabbos, he's only chayiv one chatis. Even though we did a lot of malachis, but the ikishgoge is one shogeg, you only chayiv one chatis. When are you chayiv 39 malachis? When the person knows today is Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. Just the only thing he forgot the malachis arosa. Now, Akasha was, if the guy forgot all 39 malachis, so what does it mean he knows it's Shabbos? It's not called Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't mean it's time you light candles. Shabbos means you have to know there's some Yisurim no get to Shabbos. So if you're shegig in all 39 malachis, how could you say the guy knows the Shabbos? The chura that's called the shegig on Shabbos is only b'chayev one chattis. So Moses bishleim according to Abaye it's good. Bishleim al Abaye diyom ki agav nechayev mishkachas lo diyadet Yisur Shabbos. The person taka knows the olam etetz malachis, you're not allowed to do malachis on Shabbos. He knows that. V'yod alo Yisur malachis v'kotoy bishyurin. But the person made a mistake in the Yishurim. That's when you chayiv. Because he thought the shear is eight amis. He thought you're not allowed to, he thought that there's an Issoid saw on Shabbos, you can't carry Bashus Rabin, but he thought you can't carry eight amis. That's the Yisur. Or else he thought a Harisha, you have to do a bigger shear Harisha. Ktsira, you have to do more than a Gregris. So he thought you have to do more. And Emerson did less than that, so that's called a Shegig. But according to Abaye, it's not called Mesasik. According to Abaye, that's called a Shegig. It's good how he's chayiv 39 chatois. Elo the Rav of the Yamapota, but Rav is that in such a case where the person has kavanah to do less than the shiur, that's called mesasig. You pota from the chatis. Where's the case that you chayev a chatis? You have to say the person has kavanah to do the yisam amish. So monashoch, you're saying he's a shegig now no lamates melachis. That means he did not know any melacha. So if he did not know any melacha, heichim ishkachas lo v'zot in Shabbos v'shigas melachis. How could you have the case that such a person, the pshat, if he's a zodim by Shabbos, he knows today is Shabbos, but he's only a shogeg in the malachis. If he forgot all 39 malachis, he doesn't know today Shabbos. That's not called, you know, Shabbos. Knowing Shabbos means you have to know there's an issa on Shabbos. You can't do certain malachis. If the person was a shogeg in all 39 malachis, that's not called, you know, Shabbos. So how was he chayiv 39 chatois? He should only be chayiv one chatis then. It's considered like he's a shogeg. He doesn't know today is Shabbos. So the Mavaita, Honichi Sabalak Reb Yechon, if he held like before Reb Yechon and Chita was, the Yom Achiv when Sheshavak Bekoris. Afo Pishazid Balav is Meshkachas Lo. Reb Yechon's Chiddush was before, that what's called the Shogeg on Shabbos. Even though you know you're not allowed to do Harish on Shabbos, you know there's such a Melocha, but you think only there's a Lav. You don't know there's a Chi of Koris for that Melocha. That's also called the Shogeg. If you do the malach, even though you know it's awesome, but you only think there's a lav, you don't know this chorus. Now when you do it, that's called you did a b'shegeg, and you chayiv a chatis. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good, this person. This person taka knows today is Shabbos, and he knows the alam test malachis, nor he thinks just there's only a lav if you do them. So if this person does the malacha, he's chayiv a chatis according to Rabbi Yechon. Is the other lele Shabbos b'lav? He knows there's an issa Shabbos, no geit alav in makor ponim. He just doesn't know there's a chiyuv chorus. Eli Savalakish and Ben Lakish, but if you old like Rish Lakish, do you all know? If a person knows that there's a Malacha, that there's a Lav, that's not called a Shogeg anymore. That's called a Mezid. If you know you're not supposed to do it, even though you think there's only a Lav, that's called a Mezid. What's called a Shogeg, according to Rish Lakish? Acha Yishkoi Belav Vekoris. It has to be that you're a Shogeg, you do not know there's even a Lav. There's not even a Lav to make Harisha. So Kunda says, this person did not know any one of the Lamates Malachas. He thought every malach is mutter. So the kasher is, the yoda love is Shabbos b'mai. What is considered this person knows today is Shabbos? He's not a shogeg in the Shabbos, he's a shogeg in the malachis. What do you mean he knows the Shabbos? What is it does he know if he's a shogeg in all lamates malachis? The same famous curse we said before, and the Gemara, the yoda love is chum of Alibad Rabbi Kiva. Alibad Rabbi Kiva shita, there's an issa to go chusla tchum on Shabbos midiraisa. So this person knows today is Yom Shvi'i Shabbos. What does he know Shabbos is? What Isser? He knows there's an Isser if you walk Yud Beis Mill out of the city on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's an Isser Diraisa. So that's the only thing he knows about Shabbos. All Shara Lamates Melachis is a Shogeg. He never learned there's an Isser Harisha, there's an Isser we'll soon see all the Lamates Melachis. So that's called a person that Chayiv 39 Chatois. So Drashi, Mishkachas lo, lohosh Nishkacha Toiras, Kol Hilcha Shabbos. We got a person forgot all the halachis. He was a shogeg and all lamates malachim menu. But after the halacha, cheshiva like kizod and Shabbos, and still it's considered like this person knows today is Shabbos. v'shigas melachis, and it's only called he was a shegig in the hilchos of the melachis lechiyuv ya'kol choda, to tell us the chiddush that is chayiv a special chatis for every single melacha. Kegoin, what's the case? The yodale l'shabbes bisurin. He taki knows today is Shabbos, he's not allowed to do isurim on Shabbos. He knows you are melachas on Shabbos. No, the toy b'shiurin. He made a mistake in the shiur. How much of the melacha do you have to do to be chayiv for? Sheniskav in the pochas mekashir. He had kavanah to do less than the shiur. V'yosek kashir to lekulam yeshir. His every melacha on Shabbos has a shiur. You know, if it's a kasha, we'll soon see the Gemara says Charisha is kichayif a kolshu. It's not really a shear for every single one of them. But I call upon him, if she means less than a kolshu, then you have to say, according to this Rashi, you have to say, even when it says kolshu, by certain malachas, kolshu also means something. Less than that is called nothing. Like we had faced before, something like that. That a kolshu amol also means something. A kolshu doesn't always mean mamash, the smallest thing. Charisha means that be you do a little charisha yichayiv. There's no shi how much, but it has to be a koponim a little bit of a charisha. Here, a person had kavanah to do less than that, and by accident it came out he did against the charisha. So according to Abaye, yichayiv in such a case, it's good why it's called a shaygig. He taka knew the lamates melachis, and he knew there's a shir how much you have to do, and he had kavanah and all these melachis to do less than the shir. So he's called, he knows Shabbos, and he had kavanah, he's called a shaygig on Shabbos. That's good. Elu l'rova, the yamapotor. But Rava says in such a case with a person who was shogag in the shir, it means he had kavanah to do less than the shir, that's called masatz according to Rava. He had kavanah to do a mice heter, and it came out to be an iser, that's not a chiyuv chatis. So how do you have a case of chatis where you're shogig l'gamri, or b'zoi heichim ishkakas l'drashi d'mechayu shum adam, al kol molochom locho, shevele mechad, how do you have a person that's chayiv o lamates molochis for one Shabbos? The case is bizod in Shabbos. The person has to know today is Shabbos. V'shig gas melachis, and the chilik is that you reshogad negate to the melachis only. Who the boy says you have to find such case for hocha dilim mekulim minanein. But if a case in here forgot all lamates melachis, my zod in Shabbos iku. What does that mean? He knows Shabbos. It's not called the zodin. It's not called he knows Shabbos. But man nikolay Shabbos m'shay yomim. With what is this day Shabbos different than shay yomim? The Rashi doesn't say claw, but you have to speak out. It's not enough to know it, but there is the yesay. Let's say the person knows Shabbos is a mitzvah to make kiddush. There's a mitzvah to light neris. As I some people, that's all they do for Shabbos. They light neris. That's the gun to Shabbos. The Rashi doesn't speak it out, but you have to, that's not enough. You have to be your day of Shabbos, nageyat yisurim, nageyat some lavin. See, if the person was a shogeg and all lamates melachis, it's not called he knows Shabbos at all. So the guru is called a shogeg. He forgot today is Shabbos, or he doesn't know about Shabbos. So in such a case, it's only chayiv one chatis, not 39 chatois. But there it says, no, he knows today is Shabbos, negate to one isur. Halibu the Rabbi Kiva, he knows you're not allowed to walk out chutz meyud beis meal out of the city. That's an isur. You're right, according to Rabbi Kiva. That's the one case of this chayiv. Yeah. Now we'll start on the second part of Masechta Shabbos. Yeah. So at the Mishnah, Ovas Molochos Aboyim Chosrachis. They are the Molochos of Shabbos are 40 minus 1, 39 Ovas Molochos. Hazareya, the first one, if you go and plant. So Drashi, no Rashi is. Hazareya, you plant. No, that's next one, right? For Hachorish and you plow. Now the Gemara is going to ask the Kash, Lechur is the opposite order. Usually first you plow and then you Zareya. We'll see. For Hakoitzer. Go to after you plow and you plant, then you cut down the tua. Ktsira, cutting off the tua, that's an av malochim. For you have maimer. Maimer is gathering together. It's after the peiris fell off the tree on the floor, they're spread out. If you gather them together, put them in one pile, that's the chi of maimer. The malochim is a lot of sheet of exactly when you chayi for maimer. We hold maimer medirais is only bemokim gidulay. That means right under the tree where the apples grew, on that mokum, as the apples fall all over the floor, if you put them together in one pile, that's a malacha or maimer. It's only b'mokum gedule, b'mokum where it grows. Mashenka, if you take a barrel of apples home in your house, or you have a bag of apples, and they fall out on the kitchen floor, all 20 apples fall out, how about if you pick them all up together and put them together in the bin, there wouldn't be the issa maimer. Because maimer is only b'mokum gedule where they grow on the field. But in your house, there's no issa maimer. Vaita v'hadash. That's if you thresh it. V'hadash, you take the tfuah, the wheat, and you start banging it down. V'hazoira. Then after you dash, then you take the tfuah and throw it up in the wind, that the wind should throw away the sheaf. The drashi v'hazoira. V'rachas l'ruach. You throw it up to the wind, that the wind should throw away the shaft off the wheat. V'habur, then burr the trashi pselus biyodai. Burr means you take out the pselus with your hand. That's called burr. So Rashi l'chur is a chiddush, because the Gemara is going to say later, the yika muleches burr is b'kli. That there are three chlokim to burr. We hold any burr is also with a kli. You can't use like a sieve, a special kli, to be burr. That's an issa d'oraisa. Biyodai, when you're doing it with your hand, then it depends. Certain times it's mutter to burr with your hands. If you take the oichel out of the pselus to eat it right away, it's mutter. Just like Rashi says, it's also good though. Take the pselus out, that's also also. But the Bissel Chiddush, why Rashi said this case, and they didn't say the ikka case of burr. The ikka case of burr is bekli. Now, biyodai also, it's a chiddush. That if you take out the pselus, that's the yis of burr. Then the Sfasemis want to say that, because the Gemara says that really, boirer and zoreh is really the same type of a melacha and dash. They're all types of melachas of breira. They're all types of melachas separating the tfuah, the wheat, from a chaff. So it's all really the same type of a melacha. So Rashi wants to say what difference this burr has from the other ones. That the other one is only with a kli. It's not shayach to make the breira with your hand alone. Here, by burr, I call upon him, it's shayach to do a breira with your hand alone. If you have oichel and pselus mixed together, and you still want to take the pselus, the bad leaves, out, that's will be an issa burr with your hand. Weiter, hatoichin, grinding up food, that's also nav melacha. V'yahamarakeid, drashya marakeid means benapa, using a sifter. Of the Gemara, part of the Gemara is the Kasha, hani kula chodihi. All these three are types of burr. The hazera, throwing it to the wind, that's to get the shaft away, that's being burr. Burr is mamish brera, and marakeid is also a type of a burr. That's the Gemara's Kasha. He delahafris pselus mitoich oichel nasa shloshtun. All these three malachas, the same kavana, to get the pselus, the bad part of the wheat, out of the good wheat. So the Gemara is going to speak out, ain't a chanami, it's really the same type of a malacham, but that's the Gemara law, that there are lamates malachis, so hochi kim law, each one's a separate malacha, negeti chayiv chates, each one separately. Vihalash, somebody needs an